Good evening, Rolf. Welcome to the Space Show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
The radar satellite is quite an achievement of Canada, isn't it?
Yes, we're very pleased with its performance to date, and we're exploiting it in a number of different applications. And the paper that was given today on the Ocean Features Workstation, or Ocean Monitoring Workstation, is one of those applications where we're using the satellite to monitor the presence of vessels within Canadian waters in an attempt to monitor fishing vessels in particular in Canadian fishing areas. The Ocean Monitoring Workstation encompasses some software and algorithms which pull targets out and make it easier for the Coast Guard and the Department of Fisheries and Oceans to determine where there are vessels, and in some cases it may be necessary to send an aircraft out to intercept the vessel or to communicate with them and inform them if and when they're fishing in protected waters. So this workstation allows us to use the different beams and the different angles of incidence that permit some targets to stand out more than with other beams, and we're finding for ship detection that a higher angle of incidence, having the beam going in farther off the vertical, makes the ship stand out more prominently. The software that we're using now embodies what they call a K algorithm and has a success rate of pulling targets out of the image which is in excess of 90%, and we've got a false alarm rate of 5% or less, which means that when we apply this software to the ship detection problem, it is doing a good job of pulling out the targets that are there, and it's also doing a good job of not feeding us false information and causing us to look for ships that don't exist. So this workstation as well can work toward detecting oil slicks and oil spills on the sea, and again we're finding that for oil slick detection, a beam which is more nearly normal to the surface is better for pulling the slick detection out, and that's a very useful quantity to have for surveillance and for contamination monitoring.
So your radar signal then can actually pick up even small boats, can it?
Yes, we're finding that for the smaller vessels, which may be as little as 20 meters in length, we need to use the fine beam with the resolution which goes down to 8 meters. But for the larger vessels, we can use a Scansar beam, which can be, in one of our applications, we use a 300 kilometer wide beam, and that will pick out a ship which may be in excess of 100 meters in length. So some of the large factory vessels will be these large enough to be detected on the wide beam, and the smaller ones we have to go to the fine beam. We're finding as well that with a single satellite we get good coverage of Canadian waters every 2 to 3 days. If we need daily coverage, we'll probably have to go to a second satellite to have to fill in the gaps left by coverage with one satellite.
What did you used to do in the days before you had the satellite?
Well, we ended up having our own vessels going out and overflying the areas with aircraft. Since we've been using RadarSat, with its guaranteed performance, whether there's cloud cover or not, whether there's storms or not, it's been possible to reduce the number of flying hours substantially and actually to save some $6 million a year in flying costs. So already this is paying some economic returns for Canadian applications.
And who knows how many lives it would have saved due to reduced aircraft accidents. And the waters around Canada aren't exactly safe, are they, as we saw in the film Titanic?
Yeah. Well, there are icebergs, there's some pack ice, there isn't a lot of loss of lives or hardware or ships due to the ice, but one certainly has to take the presence of the icebergs and the pack ice into account when planning to navigate through it, and ice reconnaissance with RadarSat is another function that it performs.
Do you have problems with, especially on your western coast, problems of ships hiding in among the, what do you call them, fjords there?
Fjords. I'm not able to answer that myself. I don't know. We've been carrying out some trials on the East Coast and getting good results there. And one spin-off from this exercise has been the demonstration of a transportable ground station, which we call Sentry. This is an antenna mounted on a trailer with another cabin containing electronics, power systems, diesel generators, air conditioning equipment. And with this station located close to the shore from which we're monitoring the vessels, we get fast turnaround. We have set up high-speed communication links so that we can, if we're not using the transportable station, we can get data to the Coast Guard or Department of Fisheries and Oceans within some 2 to 3 hours. Using the transportable ground station, we hope to reduce that time interval from data acquisition aboard the satellite to usable data being offered to the surveillance people within 1.5 to 2 hours.
That's quite...
That's a fast turnaround, in our opinion, and I think that this will be will pay further dividends in effectiveness of monitoring vessels in Canadian waters.
That's quite a turnaround from the days when data from satellites used to take even months sometimes to get to you.
Yes, it's true. It's a much faster turnaround, and we hope that once these systems are demonstrated in Canadian waters, that they will be utilized and exploited elsewhere around the world.
Well, Rolf, this system may well be available to people around the world, as you just said, and to us here in Australia.
Yes, indeed. RadarSat is now operational, and data is accessible. Orders can be placed through RadarSat International, and especially since you have your own ground station at Alice Springs, with another one contemplated for Hobart, you'll be able to get the data and do your own ship detection yourselves, or to have some services provided by other entities on your behalf.
Well, thank you for drawing to our attention another application, another earthbound application of a space platform. Thank you, Rolf, for joining us on the Space Show.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for talking with me.